Do you find yourself sometimes not getting a clear meaning of what is being said to you in a text? Maybe you think someone meant something one way, and in actuality, they meant it another way. Well, if you're like me, you will realize how impersonal texting may be. And although we use it so often, it is not always the best form of communication, especially in sensitive matters or matters that involve a lot of feelings and emotions. In this episode of Take It From Tim, we will discuss how sometimes things get lost in translation of texting. I'm Tim Robinson, and like you have come a long way. I work with around 50 companies and indulge in over 30 revenue-generating opportunities, and I'm ready to share my life's lessons with you. Most I've learned the hard way. Join me at Take It From Tim, where Tim's talking about life, career, relationships, failure, motivation, and some fun product reviews and unboxing. My channel is unscripted, unbiased, and completely raw. Embark on an exciting journey with me as we learn and unlearn together. Ready to take it for the TIM? That's Tim. That's me. Hey, this is Tim Robinson. This is Take It From The TIM, and that is Tim. My subject today is miscommunication when texting. And I know a lot of you can relate to this. We're living in a society where we are so much into our gadgets and technology. And it has often been said that we have disconnected or basically not engaging the human connect in lieu of technology. And although technology is a beautiful thing, we see how our country, our nation has advanced through the use of technology. By me having this podcast, talking to you, is a form of the advancements in technology. But, like everything else, there are pros and cons, and there are good and bad, and some things that are just in the middle or in between. The problem is with technology, especially when we talk about text or other nonverbal communication, there is a chance for miscommunication, and there's also a chance for reception to not be as intended. And what I mean by this, sometimes we may send out a text or we may chat through one of the various platforms. And in doing so, we may formulate words in a way that they can be received by the recipient in more than one way. And void of the ability to have voice inflection, tone, to have the speech as far as in how fast or slow, the moderation, we can look at the words in a text or in a document or in a chat, and we could formulate an opinion that is not actually the intended message that the sender had sent. And a lot of times, if we are not thinking logically, And let's face it, as human, we sometimes think with our emotions instead of our logic. And when you think emotionally, you internalize, and sometimes perception is not the same as someone intended from a logical perception. And if we are not grounded in who we are, and if we're not confident in who we are, or if we're having just a bad day, we may receive something in a way that's totally different than it was intended. And I know that I sometimes am in the flow of a chat or a text or a conversation with someone in a written form. And somewhere along the line, my emotions, based off of what the previous message I sent and what I receive, I may not get the message correctly. And I know I'm not alone in that. And sometimes once you pull yourself away from the emotion, especially if the conversation was starting to shift, and you read it again in a logical way, you will see that you may have misread what was intended. So, it is up to us to be mindful that when we text or when we use these gadgets in order to do chats, texts, or any other non-verbal communication, we have to be very mindful that the intended message may not be received as sent. So, what can we do in a logical way in order to get more of a connection with the message? First of all, number one, we should remove our emotions. And I know sometimes in a conversation, it is not so easy to remove your emotions, but it is definitely important that we remove our emotions. Number two, we should not rush through the message. Take the time to read the message, and in some cases, reread the message, or step away for a moment and then come back and reread it with a fresh set of eyes, as they say. And when you come back, don't bring your emotions or whatever you were feeling prior to disconnecting back into the atmosphere when you get ready to review it again. Number three, we should sometimes repeat the message back from the sender or ask for clarification on whether or not we are receiving it as intended. Because sometimes the other individual on the other side may have not released the message the way that they thought they had released it themselves. So it's not always on the side of the ones that's receiving the message. Sometimes it can be on the side of the sender with no intention to make it be received in the way that you receive it. So sometimes we need to ask for clarification of the message that was sent. And if all else fails, sometimes we need to just cease the conversation and walk away for the moment to revisit it again. And when I speak about ceasing the conversation and walking away for a moment, this time I'm talking about a longer distance in time of walking away. So before we would talk about maybe minutes. Now I'm thinking about maybe an hour or more. And probably get involved in some other activities that actually will disconnect you totally from the conversation. And when you come back, you can pick a portion of the conversation and reread it from a portion earlier in the conversation and look at the progression of the words to see whether or not something in the conversation would give you a better understanding of what this part is that you're reading and you're actually engaging your emotions with. Communication is very important, and the fact that there are so many ways that we can communicate is a definite way of looking at it, that communication is extremely, extremely important. And in communication, sometimes we will get the message and sometimes we will not get it as intended. But the one thing that we can control is our own actions. And we can also control the way that we internalize and the way that we communicate back to the sender. And if we're not in the best mindset, it is best to disconnect, refresh, and come back and respond at a later time. This is Tim Robinson, and this is Taken from the TIM. I hope you got something from that message. Communication is important. Take the time to do it right. I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye for now. Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is Taken from the TIM, and that's Tim. I want to give you the schedule of the upcoming podcast. I've decided to make this a three-day-a-week endeavor. Podcasts will be coming out on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. So make sure that you mark your calendars for Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, and podcasts will usually be released around the noontime hour. Set your schedule for Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and come back and see me at Take It From the TIM. That's Tim, and that's me. I'll see you in the next podcast. Tell a friend and come on back and see me.